Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reconfigured the state's congressional map this year. That move eliminated two historically black voting districts. One of those newly drawn districts now leans Republican. So a longtime black Democratic lawmaker is running against a white Republican congressman to keep his seat in the U.S. House. Here's WFSU's Valerie Crowder.
Florida's new 2nd congressional district is gigantic and mostly rural. It covers 14 entire counties. It also pits these two incumbent congressmen and their hometowns against one another in November's election. Republican Neil Dunn of Panama City and Democrat Al Lawson of Tallahassee.
Tallahassee needs a Democratic congressman here. We're not going to give it up to Panama City. And so as a result, you know, we hope to get everybody involved. And to do what's right.
Lawson, who's black, currently represents a district that's been drawn out of the new map. That district was adopted by the state Supreme Court several years ago to give African Americans in the region equal representation in Congress. In the new map, some of those voters have been placed in a district that voted for former President Trump by 11 percentage points. So Lawson has his work cut out for him in the run-up to November.
I've been getting down in the counties. Several of those counties I run in many times before.
But that was more than a decade ago when he was running for state legislature.
I was able to pull in a lot of rural white voters, probably had never voted for African American before. And once they got familiar with me, and they were great people for me, fishermen, loggers, farmers.
That's it?
No.
In solid red Panama City, local Democratic Party volunteers set up a voter registration table at the downtown farmers market.
We actually have a candidate HQ on the Bay Florida Dems website.
We have a bumper sticker.
Left-leaning voters are on the fringes here, says Matthew Bays. He's the leader of the Bay County Young Democrats.
You know, not going to lie, it's going to be tough, but, you know, Al Lawson is very well liked by his constituents. He's a very moderate, you know, mainstream Democrat that's been fighting for Florida for a very long time.
In fact, Lawson represented Congressman Dunn's hometown of Panama City in the state legislature. The two have worked together in Congress on issues like Hurricane Michael recovery. In a June interview, Dunn admitted it won't be easy running against someone he knows and respects.
That's painful. It's a tough thing to do. I've known Al for over 20 years. Oh, I like him. But there was a time when he was my senator, state senator, and and I supported him.
Even though the new 2nd congressional district leans Republican, it leans less Republican than it did when Dunn was elected to represent it in 2018. Debbie Wood leads the Bay County GOP.
I think it's going to be a little bit tighter race. The Democrats are going to have, you know, a little bit stronger of a hold than what the district was before redistricting.
Also, Lawson is well-liked among his constituents. Lisa Walker is an independent voter in Tallahassee. He's her congressman, and she says she plans to vote for him in November.
I kind of like Lawson better. Yeah, I like him better. More down to earth, and, you know, he's been around for a long time.
Unlike Walker, many voters across the district aren't paying attention to the race. Wanda Beck Jones is the president of the Democratic Club of North Florida.
We just have to make people aware of what's going on. And you do that when you're canvassing, when you're tabling, when you're meeting voters face to face.
And that's just getting underway, with campaigning expected to get into full force after Florida's August 23rd primaries. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Tallahassee.